Good day. My name is Grant Patterson, and I'm here with Tom Dricola. We're chatting with Lisa Reed, who is an audiologist. Lisa, welcome back to CJNU.
Thank you very much.
This is a great opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit about the businesses you run?
Yes. So I run Lisa Reed Audiology, which is a hearing center in Winnipeg and Selkirk, Manitoba.
And you work that with a number of others?
Yes, so we have another audiologist that's training with me currently, and I have two hearing aid practitioners as well.
Okay, and the business in general deals with people who are wondering about their hearing, have a workers' compensation issue to deal with, or are being told by someone that cares about them deeply that you need to check into this because.
Yes, we definitely see a lot of seniors. We also have people that are covered by Veterans Affairs or Workers' Comp or Treaty or Social Services as well.
For most of the people that you deal with, are they open about their hearing issues or are many people trying to cover up a little?
It's a mixed bag. We definitely have people that are wanting to be proactive and deal with their hearing and get back to communicating and connecting with others. But there is a lot of denial in our business as well. So, of course, sometimes they are dragged in by family members or their children.
Now, Tom, you have a personal circumstance. You've dealt with an audiologist in the last few years.
Yes, I have. I have hearing aids, and it's important for me to hear everything that is going on a focused situation. Background noise still creates a lot of problems for me. Do many people, as I did, feel hesitant about hearing loss and doing something about it?
Yes, it seems to be very common. Yeah.
In terms that they refuse to admit that they are, in fact, suffering hearing loss?
Yes, we get a lot of people who feel that others should just speak louder or stop mumbling, or if I need to turn the TV louder, then that's what I'll do.
And those are generally the symptoms of hearing loss, turning the TV louder, asking people to repeat themselves,
yes.
Turning to face the person so that you can actually see what
yes.
they're saying?
Number one difficulty people have is hearing in background noise. The number one reason people come for hearing tests often is that they have tinnitus or ringing in the ears. And that will bring them in the door first. They'll say that they don't have any hearing trouble, they just have ringing. But generally, you have ringing because you have hearing loss. So we're the first ones to tell them that, sorry, your ringing is coming from your hearing loss.
From your experience, is hearing loss a symptom of age or is it part of our urban environment?
Both. So definitely as we age, we begin to lose our hearing. So if we need reading glasses, chances are we might have some hearing issues as well. So age definitely, but also like noise exposed workers that work around loud machinery or our veterans, anyone that's doing shooting or aircraft, things like that.
Suggestions for people who are in those noisy environments? Some kind of hearing muffling?
Yes, for sure. So whether you wear the little foam earplugs or an over-the-ear muff, certainly most noise-exposed workers nowadays do wear those things. Ear protection wasn't available decades ago. But even if you're doing power tools in the garage or mowing the lawn or snow blowing, save the hearing that you do have.
Lisa, you've selected a piece of music for us this morning. What have you picked out?
I love The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
With the tokens,
yep.
Let's listen.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village.
Arcola, Grant Patterson back with Lisa Reed, who is chatting with us on behalf of the Manitoba Hard of Hearing Association.
And Lisa, if folks think that they are experiencing hearing loss, or their children are perhaps finding it difficult to communicate with their parent, what would you suggest?
The first step would be to get a hearing assessment. Some hearing centers might offer a free test, and it might be more of a screening. But for your first time, for sure you would want a full diagnostic test where we can determine, do you need hearing aids, or is it something medical where maybe we're going to send you back to your doctor or an ear, nose, and throat physician?
And if it turns out that people need hearing aids, there are quite a variety now. There are in-ear, there are behind-the-ear. Are there other changes that have taken place lately?
Yes, certainly. Most every hearing aid nowadays is Bluetooth, so you can link your cell phone to your hearing aids and stream your phone calls or any audio. Most hearing aids nowadays are also rechargeable, so that's nice, no more fiddling with batteries. And some hearing aids have artificial intelligence in them, so they're becoming multi-use devices. So they can be a language translator if you go on a trip and they speak Spanish or French, it'll translate into English in your ears. The hearing aids can remind you to take your medication. The hearing aids have fall detection sensors in them, so if you fell and couldn't get up, it will phone your family. All sorts of great options now.
Wow. I didn't know any of that.
I knew a little bit about that, but that is really fantastic.
Yeah.
So it really means that people are not, they may have a hearing problem, but they're not disabled.
True. Yep. And we want to get people connected and back out, you know, speaking with others, and it keeps us socially engaged. And loneliness is very isolating and, you know, is actually dangerous to our health. So we want to stay connected with others.
And I can say from personal experience, it has made a difference in my life.
Great.
Lisa Reed, thank you so much for being on CGNU. Let us know how to get in contact with you at your business.
Yes, so we're Lisa Reed Audiology, 412 Marion Street in St. Boniface and 360 Eveline in Selkirk. We're 837 here.